What's going on, Versus Community? It's your boy Vern, and I got four other people with me. Y'all go ahead and announce yourselves.
I'm just
Ace
here, so I
Clicker.
want to be found.
Okay, it's too many of y'all. Let's instead of that, we just gonna say who we got. It's me, Vern. Y'all know who I am.
Burley.
We got your boy Ralph Cole.
Ace Clicker in the house.
We gonna work on that pronunciation. We got Jamar Cole.
What's up? What's up?
We got Big Bam Bigums.
Bam.
What?
We got Dawson Harris Bedenfield.
What? No snappy nickname?
You don't want me to go there.
What is Molson? Is that where you was going?
Nope. Oh, you already know I'm going for the one you dislike the most. Well, let's just keep it moving. All right, so today we're going to be talking about yet another midwinter day. We already discussed Thursday. That should be out before you hear this. And today we're going to talk about the events of Friday, that being the team mega games or the team metal big team battle or whatever it's called. And then we also got the previously on tournament, which was the first tournament that was sanctioned by UDE and had some money involved. So we had a yin and yang day. One of these tournaments we did very well in, and the other we did absolutely horrible in. So we're going to start with our discussion about big team battles.
So what you're saying is it was a soul for a soul.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
So.
I don't think any of them had anything to do with the other. But we're gonna get to that. So let's get this discussion about the team, big team battles out. So this is how big team battles works. Everybody comes in. We all had to write our main character down on a piece of paper. It's supposed to be anonymous. You put it in a pile, and then you get two team captains. We pick two team captains. Or normally we pick two team captains, but this time for some reason, one of the team captains was picked for us, Mr. Ralph Cole. And then those team captains take turns picking their team based on the main character because they don't know who has what, or at least they're not supposed to have what. So the team captains ended up being Ralph Cole and Mitchell Frederick. So, Ralph, I'm gonna let you take it from here on as far as what was your strategy in picking the main characters that you picked?
I mean, mostly I just tried to go after characters that would maybe start, dominate. I know I picked Dormammu, MCU, because, drain decks, whatever. And I thought the MCU, the villains, I mean, yeah, I think he's villains. Dormammu. He's got a big butt. He's like 12, right? Something like that. So I figured,
Come on, man. You're not starting a pile like this, man. You just started, man.
No, well, he's got a big defense. How about that? He got big
Oh my
defense.
goodness.
Just
Okay, so the mama got a big butt. What else?
And then as I'm picking though, like I only one I really recognized was Jamar, because I knew he played the puppy, Cosmo. So I he has been having some fortune with that, so I figured maybe he can mess some decks up. So that's why I had picked, him. And then as I was going down the line, I didn't even realize who had what, because Dawson had, who'd you have, Dawson?
I had Grandmaster
Yeah, Grandmaster.
MCU.
But that was the last one that got picked because, I mean, obviously, we didn't, me and Mitch was looking over that. So I didn't know you had Grandmaster. And I think you had, was it Hawkeye? No, you had Bullseye.
I had Hammer Bullseye.
Yeah, Hammer Bullseye. Why'd you play Hammer Bullseye? Just out of curiosity.
Why did you
all
pick
these decks and MCs, and you can't build nobody better than that?
Why did you pick him?
Because he was like next to last. I had to pick him over Grandmaster.
Okay. We're gonna talk about the game, so.
And
here
Bam on. Had what you have, Bam?
Toxin.
And I picked Toxin because, you know, with the counters, and I thought maybe, but I didn't know it was Bam. I didn't know, you know, obviously we didn't know who what. And by the time we start picking, everybody I picked was my own team. So it was kind of crazy. So there it is.
Anybody got anything to say about how the MCs got distributed?
Somebody said that the teams look like Tier 1 versus Kitchen Table Fun Decks or something like that.
Yeah, I think Dave said that.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure out how they ended up with Pro Red Spider-Man and Thor.
Because you know why? I'm going to tell you right now. You know that Thor? I thought that was MCU Thor. I promise you, I did not know that was Avengers Thor. That's why I didn't pick Thor, because I figured, oh, man, MCU Thor. And I kept overlooking him. I didn't know it was Avengers Thor. And I'm like, okay. That's like, wow. So, yeah.
Well, I mean,
bad picking. That's all I can say. It was just bad picking.
I'm glad you recognize that, sir, because we might talk about it. So let's just go down the list and everybody talk about what they played and why they played it. And before we do that, like, I do want to say this for anybody that's listening. One of the things about big team battles is it was not supposed to be about everybody bringing tier one decks. It started out as people bringing fun decks that they had come up with something, you know, pretty interesting and useful. But it's mostly about fun. You know, big team battles has always been that. And lately, and maybe it's because there's been more newer people coming, but lately it's been more about, I want to win. And people are bringing like these heavy hitters to it. And, you know, I'm not saying that it's not fun, but it is kind of taken away from the original purpose of it. So, you know, anybody that comes out to me a winner and participates in big team battles, just kind of think about that. You know, also, if you're going to big team battles, you should probably keep the MC to yourself, because that's the whole point. It's supposed to be a surprise thing, not where everybody knows, well, I'm going to be picking this guy. If I'm the team captain, I know who you're playing and we can team up. No, that's taken away from what it's supposed to be. So I'm going to get off my soapbox and team captain, why don't you tell us what you brought?
So I brought I play Helmet. I actually been having some success with Helmet, but I don't know. The first game I played was Thor, and yeah, it just what you call it, Thor? What is it? Loyalty deck. It was terrible. I just couldn't. By the time I started doing something. Well, for one, you know, I can't level to turn four, so that hurts. And then, but once I can get going, I can do some things. But by that time, Thor had already put like three or four, you know, like three wounds on me. I don't have but five, so I just couldn't. I couldn't get past. Well, I was able to stop him, but what hurt me was the Scarlet Witch.
You don't get to say hurt me no more, bro.
Well, I'm saying that's I don't, you know, y'all take it how you want to take it. You can take it how you want to take it, man. That's I don't know what I want to think you get to put your mind in the gutter, fine. but I'm just saying,
sometimes you step in it and you ask for it.
but that loyalty deck just kind of just made it real hard for me. So I was like, oh, forget it. man, but it was too late. He got too big for me and too many people. I was taking out some people, but it just wasn't enough. So that's how the first game went. But I picked Helmet because, you know, he got the power to, once he levels up, knock people off the, as I say, I'll knock people off the box and get big if he needs to. So, but that's how that went. Anyway, next person, please, because this is sad. Sad just thinking about it.
All right. I guess I'll go next. I had, I'm the one who had Cosmo. And I simply.
Hey, no, you don't go next, bro. You wait.
Oh.
Okay. You wait. You wait. Hey, Dawson, what you have, man? What's up?
I had MCU Grandmaster.
And how did that work out for you?
Mixed results as usual, but you know, it was fine. I landed on Grandmaster because he's one of my pet decks that isn't good enough to actually ever see real competitive play. So whenever team battle comes around, I try to play stuff that I want to play that will never have a shot at winning anything. And much like last year, I was the second to last pick, and I took it personally. It just didn't go as well as it did last year. So my Grandmaster deck is basically a weenie deck. It plays basically all little people because of the Carly Morgenthau and Elaine combo, just making them all big. So I just feel like if I can go wide, I might have a chance at it. And it didn't really go work out that way.
Did you win any games with him?
To be honest, I don't even remember. The only thing
you won at least one game.
I think I did win one. I don't recall which one it is.
I think you won two, Dawson. Because I remember one game you had took somebody down because you ain't even told me. Because I won one, but I think you had won two.
All I remember is...
Did you get your combo off?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I did get the... Oh, well, in my Grandmaster deck, I only go up to six. My highest character is six. And it's Abomination. And between Abomination getting counters and Grandmaster giving him counters and Elaine giving counters, I was able to pull off the infinite combo loop, the infinite counter loop on Abominations with Alter Ego. So.
Okay.
And then the other game is the story of me and Dave's game as usual. I always seem to run into him with a loyalty deck and Stand Together. He always has a Stand Together in his hand. I don't know if he's playing more than four Stand Togethers, but it seems like every time I play him, he has a Stand Together in his hand.
Story of the Dawson Dave matches. All right, I'm gonna go ahead and Jamar talk about what I brought. So to answer your question, why I brought Hammer Bullseye, Ralph, because it's just one of my pet decks. What I usually bring to team battles is one of my pet decks that most people don't even know about. And Hammer Bullseye is a deck that I crafted that basically uses Solo and a few other characters that can alter stats, like Wasp and Call. I got Devil Slayer in here, you know, and I have Starhawk in here. It only goes up to four. I got stuff like Isosphere and Power Loaders and things like that in the deck. Then I got Owl Positions. I got The World is a Madhouse, you know, stuff like that. Point of the deck is to level up and use Starhawk to basically know exactly what I'm going to get from his level two power. So I can recruit Starhawk. I can look at the top of my deck, and I'll know that if I use my yellow power, oh, I have a Plateau, so I'm going to stun your main. Or I have an equipment card on top, so I'm going to wound your main and then swing and stun him. This deck can actually beat a lot of people. I just have to play against people that have main characters that don't have a lot of defensive altering cards. So the way team battles is supposed to work is that the captain is supposed to consult with the team to figure out what the decks are doing and then strategize who to put the decks up against so that you can get some surprising victories. So I ain't gonna lie to a battle round. I was a little bit irritated with you, bro.
Listen, first of all, I only did it one time, and I did consult with y'all, man. I asked, you know, what should it be? I asked that. So it wasn't like I went in there blind. I asked people. So, you know, because I didn't just pick everybody. Because I even came to you and asked. You don't remember that? When I said, man,
I came to you.
But I went to you, too.
I feel left out. I don't remember getting consulted about, you know, what a good matchup would be for me, or, you know, who I feel comfortable. Because
in fact, one of the matches I asked you, Vern, who you think you want to play, and you told me who you wanted to play. You know what I'm saying?
Who?
You.
What did I tell you?
Man, I don't remember, man. I did not.
I don't remember either.
I did not. The only person I did, because even in the beginning, you was right there when I was picking the people.
No,
because you weren't there when me and Mitch picked the first set of people.
Nope.
That was the only one. That was the only one that we picked. Because me or him didn't consult with nobody. We had to pick real quick and match people up.
Who you pick is up to you. But afterwards, you don't know what people are doing in their deck. So I'm gonna tell you how it was for me, right? So the first matchup, nobody picked matchups. We just sat down to play against whoever was there.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And
that's
I sat down and I played against the worst matchup I could have possibly played against, because I was up against Pro Registration Spider-Man. So you know he had a gang load of power ups. So I knew when I sat down next to him, yeah, I'm about to lose this. But then I got paired up against Thor. I'm like, I'm about to lose this too. And sure enough, he had about four combat cancels right away. So I was just like, okay, are they trying to make me? I'm gonna be real. It seemed like the other team was picking on me. I ain't gonna lie. And that might be true. But then I went up against Dave's deck, which I had to be concerned about him playing Unwaverings, which for some reason he didn't pull any, which that helped me level up fast. And I had to worry about him pulling Stand Together, but I was able to beat his deck because he didn't pull enough of those things. So I ain't gonna lie, man. I was a little bit confused about what was going on. And that's when we get to old Bam and Jamar. Bam, what happened with you, man?
Man, okay, I ran toxic because, you know, we already said what big team battle was supposed to be as far as what decks or what kind of decks you're supposed to bring. So I've been itching to play a toxin deck where I get Venom and Carnage out at the same time, so I can be greedy with MCs. And no, it kind of worked out, but it just wasn't good enough. How can I say it? I did win at least one match. I can't remember who I played against or what I was playing against, because once folks saw what I was doing, everybody else that I played against was like, oh, okay. Number one, I couldn't get Venom because he was illegal for the format. So I had to switch it to Flash Thompson and Agent Venom, which irritated me.
Wait a minute, you couldn't get Venom because what?
The format.
modern he format. Wasn't. He's banned.
He's banned. Venom is MC.
You're,
I mean,
you're
MC
welcome. Venom. You're welcome, by the way.
What bank? What Venom is banned? Oh, yes. The MC Venom. Oh, this is a moderate, right? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for that, because Cletus Kasady never showed up in any of the games that I played, and Flash Thompson showed up, and I was able to get the Venom symbiote to show up, and Flash Agent Venom doesn't do as well as what I had hoped having Venom, but I was able to level up with some consistency on turn three, with Underworld Carnage on one and Symbiote Venom on three, which worked out pretty good. I surprised the first victory that I got. I can't remember if it was my first game or my second or third game. I don't remember. I surprised them getting Agent Venom out there, and something that they tried to do to me didn't work because it had to be used on supporting characters, and I'm sitting there with two main characters. So it had a minor amount of success. But other than that, I just got whooped on because they just figured that, you know, yeah, there's another guy that you're going to use there to make an MC. No, let's hurry up and kill him. And then let's hide our character with the biggest attack behind everybody else. So there was a bunch of turns I took where I couldn't attack with my main character. And I just lost. Yeah, got one victory in and then lost.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. I got to ask a question, man. Who paired Toxin against Valkyrie?
Oh, don't remind me of that. That was painful. Of course we know who did that. No, nobody was...
I don't know. No, that's why I'm asking. I don't know. I'm asking.
Our glorious team captain.
When he Listen. Once everybody started pairing up, Toxin actually was the last person to pair up. So he just got paired up with Valkyrie. And actually, I didn't do it. Mitch picked Valkyrie to pair up with Toxin. So that wasn't me.
That's why I remember
the other person is picking as well. So I ain't picking all of them.
That's why I asked. That's why I asked.
Yeah, that was Mitch.
All right. Okay. Mitch, that was a good darn pick.
But I did
the matchup that I'm proud of is the matchup with MCU what's his name? Dormammu against Madame Hydra. Beat him in three turns.
That is a good pick. All right. Now let's talk about Cosmo.
Yeah. Cosmo. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Go ahead, Jamal.
All right. I don't recall who I played round one. Only thing I know is round one, I pulled horribly. I pulled no Charlies. I pulled no Moonstones. I don't even think I leveled till I had like four wounds. I pulled bad. It is what it is. I was pulling greens, no Charlie. I pulled a few yellows. I didn't pull no. I had Nick Fury. I had no Swains. It was just a bad pull. So I lost horribly. Don't know who I played, but I lost horribly. Game two, I think I played Mitch. No, was it Mitch?
Yep, I think Mitch Sinister had Six.
Sinister Six. That was Mitch.
All right, so let's stop right here. Well, I remember that this matchup was chosen, and I was like, huh? And Ralph said, it's a strategy, trust me. But he didn't explain what the strategy was.
Bro, that was a rough game, man.
I want to hear the strategy of putting Cosmo up against
Sinister The strategy was this, that if you start taking them out, because what Mitch was doing, was he was trying to work you down, and then he waits to the last minute, you know, to the last MC, and he puts, or if you got last wound, and he puts Electro in there, and then he just flips the blue, and he stuns you. So the thing is, knowing that Cosmo can nullify that, you know, that power, he has a better chance, you know, especially if he levels up and he's a 311, you know what I'm saying? He has a better chance of surviving. That's all. That was the whole point. Because I could have beat Mitch. I just couldn't. I just had one too many wounds. And because he was down to his last character, which was Electro, and he flipped the switch on me and stunned me, and that's how he won the game. So
he tried that with me because he used Sandman. That's another part of this painful thing that I forgot.
But Sandman. See, and that's the thing. And Sandman, with that combo he had with Sandman, where he was keeping Sandman, he would have been dead. That combo there is that thing is so crazy because Sandman has
Sandman and Ash.
Yeah, and he's got that endurability where if he gets stunned outside combat, he doesn't take a wound. So he's stunning him, putting him down, and you can't attack him. And it's like, oh my goodness. It was. Because he did that four times on me. Because if he didn't do that, he was dead. He was a dead man. And I was like,
He did that about 11 times to me too. I hadn't won the curse in playing the game in so long. But yeah, Mitch did that one.
Hey man, it's a children's show.
So
I know. I didn't say anything. But Mitch pissed me off with that.
So basically that's why I said, well, at least Cosmo can have a chance at him because he can nullify that, especially if he got down to his last wound. He can't just come in and stun him. And that was the whole point. Except Jamar said he hardly ever pulled any yellows.
So,
go ahead, Jamar.
So
he never leveled.
No,
I leveled eventually.
I thought that one of them games you didn't level because you were still on level one.
I didn't level,
huh?
Talk about the game, Jamar, because I thought this is one of the this even though Jamar lost, this was an outstanding game that he played because honestly, he should have got ran over.
Okay, so basically, the trouble with the Sinister Six is that Mitch. Like on turn, on his first MC, he used Kraven. His second MC is Venom. So, you know, I went through turn one and two. I didn't pull it up. But I was able to. I think turn one I played Charlie. He sprung the trap, which was fine because I had a Swain in my hand, so I didn't really care if he stunned. So turn two, I attack him. I get rid of Kraven, then he brings out Venom, which was a problem. Fortunately, I was able to pull. I think I pulled Moonstone, and I think I had Charlie out there. So I think one time Charlie stunned him. Another time, I think Nick Fury stunned him. His third MC, he played, his third MC, he played, I want to say Doc Ock. So I got rid of him by using Charlie. And so this whole time, I think it was turn four. I hadn't leveled up, but I played a couple yellows and I had a couple of XP. But that's really all I could get because his characters, they're all over the place. You know, one person got this power, one person got that power. It was just a mess. So about time we get to, if we fast forward to turn on his fifth MC, which is Mysterio. Now, granted, I had a problem with Sandman too, because he played Ash, sent Ash over to my side. Fortunately, I could play. I had multiple characters and stuff like that. And then what happened is, I think the third time on his second stun, he took with Sandman with no wounds, I had Ash, and I had out, I forget what support character I had, but since I had no wounds on Cosmo, I'm like, okay, hold up. I'm going to go ahead and stun Cosmo because I need my support character. So about time we get to Mysterio, his fifth character, I had three wounds. And this is where I learned that Mr. M is not, he's not really that good. He goes in Cosmo's deck because I can take away a power. But you have to be careful how you use him because his ability, when you call it, it doesn't affect your whole field. I thought for some reason, if you called a certain power, everybody on your side had that power. And really, once you call a power, whatever character you pick, they get that power twice. So, you know, it is what it is. And I literally could have beat him because I had another Mr. M in my hand. So the first Mr. M I played, I nullified the ability on, he had some character who was out there crippling me. So I put out Mr. M for him. And he played, this dude got off three Magnetos. He played three Omega Magnetos. All I had to do. That was ridiculous. All I had to do, surprisingly, was bring out my next Mr. M, nullify Magneto's ability. And once I got rid of Magneto, he wouldn't have got me because he would play Magneto, he would go in his KO pile, he would get Nullifier, he would get the red cube, and then he would nullify Cosmo's ability because I had out Daredevil, aka Iron Fist. So he would get the Nullifier, he would nullify the ability on Iron Fist, then he would get the red cube and he was flipping over my location. So, had I played the second Mr. M, Magneto would have had the chance to do that again, and I literally would have won. But I really, really misread Mr. M. But other than that, and I end up losing. But surprisingly enough, had I played with a little bit more common sense, I would have beat Mitch. But it took forever. I don't think I leveled up to like turn 5 or 6, with him. It was crazy.
Yeah, that was the main issue. I knew it was going to take you a while to level up just because there's not a lot of fight in the deck. So Moonstone doesn't really get you much XP, if any. And then on top of that,
I forgot who he played. He had one person with flight.
Probably Mysterio.
Yeah, it was somebody. But
and then on top of that, they powers all over the place, so you're not gonna get a double XP from nullifying it. So no. Yeah, that was real. I mean, actually, that was my favorite game of that tourney because you almost pulled that trash off. And honestly, you shouldn't even been around that long. But hey. I mean, overall, man, it was still fun. We got slaughtered. This is the worst slaughter in Team Mega Battles history. Three rounds and we were done. I think we almost pulled out the last round, but yeah, so.
Yeah, it was a mess, man.
So, anything you want to say, Ralph?
Yeah, we got to do better next year. Yeah. That was terrible.
It's hard not to.
The deck I really wanted to play, I should have went on and played it, and I probably would have beat Thor because the only reason I lost to Thor, he just got too big. But if I could have knocked them counters off, which I got a deck that can do that, I could have beat him. But you know, you live and learn. So
if you would have played a deck that could beat Thor instead of the deck you did play, then you would have beat him.
Yeah, I would have got him then. Because he barely beat me. He barely beat me. Because once I leveled up.
You didn't catch the loaded question.
that question was loaded more than a baked potato, and you didn't hear him.
Nope.
Anyway.
All right, so let's talk about the good part of the day, man, because we really turned it around in Previously On. So Previously On is basically this. It's an open photo format, no bands at all. The only mains that you can play came out of the Disney Plus boxes that were just released. So WandaVision, Falcon and Winter Soldier, and Loki. And our team did pretty well. We actually had a guy that won the event and redeemed himself in that day. So we're going to skip him for now. He can talk about his stuff afterwards. Let's go with you, Jamar. Why don't you tell us what you played, why you played it, and do a brief rundown of what happened.
Okay, this will be real quick. I played Ravonna. Ravonna is actual garbage. Okay. She is hot garbage.
I told you that when you was picking her, when we was at your house, I told you she was garbage. I was like, dude,
I knew that. I went into it fully knowing that's what it was. But I had played Vern, and Vern had a concept, and I kind of liked the concept.
Don't blame it on me.
No. It's fine. It's, bruh, I went into it. I said, you know what, man? I'm gonna play this character, and I'm gonna let it be what it's gonna be. So I pretty much knew I was gonna lose a lot. I personally refused to play Loki, which is fine because I knew it was gonna be a lot of them out there. And you know, it was what it was. But I mean, I got slaughtered, bro. I didn't win no games. We can move on.
All right, cool. What about you, Dawson?
Well, much like Jamar, this is gonna be really quick. I played Agatha. So I figured I might be able to level. And I never leveled, not one game. What people were doing, people were not only not allowing me to level or get any XP, to make it that much more petty, they would put the card down, like not in the resource row. They would just take the card out of their hand that was my XP con, and just not it, and just act like it never made it to their hand.
What? Wait a minute. What's her XP again, man?
Okay, she nosy neighbor. At the end of your turn, you get to look at the top card of their deck and read it out loud. And when that card gets played, you get an experience. And she needs two of them. So I'm going whole games with people just putting cards down, either in the resource row or just away.
Yeah, that's so, a terrible character.
So my whole thing was,
I told Jamar that too. I said, man, this is Agatha.
I like the character. I like the MC. I like the character, but in actual action, no, it's no good.
Only because
her XP con is completely reliant on your opponent. If there was a way in the game to force somebody to play a card from their hand to the field, or from their hand, you know, as a plot twist, play it, then she would be better. But as of right now, I don't think there is.
Yeah.
Well, we're not here to theory craft. We're here to talk about what happened.
I'm telling you what happened. That's what it is. I don't think I ever leveled. People just totally ignored whatever card, even if it was a card they needed, like a wild. They just didn't play it.
Did you win any games?
I don't think so.
Jamar, did you win any games?
Zero, zero, zero.
Okay, well, I picked the right. I picked everybody in the right order. All right, Ben, what about you?
I think I won a couple, but
what did you play?
Oh, sorry, I played WandaVision. Both this and the mega battles could be described as the operation was a success, but the patient died.
Yep.
So basically,
oh my god,
what? Basically, I got most. I can't even remember how many rounds, but basically, the gist of this experience was, I think I won one game. I lost two games, one of which I could not find a second red or a second hex. And one, the most demoralizing of which was Jose basically taking Mobius and completely screwing me over with, not Mobius, Jimmy Woo. Screwing me over with Jimmy Woo because I made one play mistake that a split second of not thinking ruins a complete game because I forgot to flip the red to call out Vision or to bring out Vision. And next turn, he played Jimmy Woo and called the Hex and then hid Jimmy Woo like witness protection. So this whole game, I couldn't level up because I couldn't get another Hex to the field. And Jimmy Woo just sat there like, hey, come and get me. But I couldn't because Wanda's attack is so low. I couldn't hit anybody no matter what card I put out there. So, yeah, that was the gist of what I did. I think in that game, I don't know if that's when I played against Jose when he had Loki or what. But all I know is Jimmy Woo came out and just spoiled it for me. But if I got Vision out, I was able to win, which I can't remember how many rounds. But anyway, that was it.
It was five rounds.
All right, well, I guess I'll talk about my experience with previously on. So I had already announced to everybody that I'm only playing Loki one time. And this was when I played him. I had a deck already had planned for the major tourney. I figured, well, this would be my best shot at taking previously on because none of the other mains in this format really come close to Loki. It's like Loki, this big gap, and then like, I don't know, Mobius or Sylvie or something like that. But anyway, so I played Loki. My deck list was different from most other deck lists in the fact that I had I know there was maybe one other list that I thought should be glad in it, but I don't think everybody had that. And that I had, good choice. And I had Sylvie's in there, and I had He Who Remains. I like Sylvie because she can boost other characters. She can use, she can, like, turn off folks' attack by making them, like, passive or something like that. And then He Who Remains, I thought it actually did come in handy in some of the matches. He Who Remains could turn down opponent Loki's location. So that I thought that would give me an advantage. This is how my day went, because my deck actually ran pretty well. I usually leveled up on turn one and two. So it wasn't the deck was structured fine. The thing about Loki is there's a little bit of good fortune involved because of the way he works. Like, if the deck isn't giving you locations right away with the I think it's called Lucky Break, and then once you get to level two, if you're not able to get any of those cards and your opponent is, it can be a bad day. So round one, I went up against Jose Barreros, who was playing Sylvie. That was an easy dub. It's not even really worth going into. Round two, I went against Tevin's Loki. And this is going to be a theme. I could not beat Tevin's Loki. He just, everything always seemed to go well for him while it didn't go well for me. I think I put about six extra cards in his hand with his level two. So he just always had more stuff to work with. It was a good match, but I lost to him. Round three, Mitch had Mobius, didn't pull a single gunman. He didn't pull a single lone gunman, so he was not able to make me discard anything. I just ran him over. Then I went against Jamar, and yeah, that was bad. I just ran him over. And then I went against Ralph and was barely able to beat him because of time. That game was going to go on a little bit longer. Ralph was probably turning the tables, but, you know, that's the rules. So yeah. I got Ralph. And then second place, I went up against Tevin, and the same exact thing happened. But that was a little bit of a harder fought game. But what happened in that game was it took Tevin a little bit longer to level, and I leveled right away. So I leveled right away. I didn't pull any extra cards, and I did not get a lot of locations. He did not level right away. I think he was on his level two for about three turns, and he pulled about six to eight extra cards, including some of those being locations from his KO pile. So when he got to level three, he had way more ammunition to work with as far as making me discard and adding teams. So he just basically eventually just overtook the advantage I had by leveling faster. So there's just the thing about Loki is, as good as he is, there's just a lot of random stuff that can happen that can make things not go your way or the other way. But I had fun. So I ended up being top four, and that was it. And then we got Ralph. What happened, Ralph?
So yeah, I built Loki. I really was kind of he wasn't really my first choice to play, to be honest with you, because I was really thinking Helmet, right? But Helmet, he takes so long to really do anything. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go and play Loki. Cause I was actually gonna play Loki in the pick, the U pick, but I didn't make it Thursday. So I was like, forget it. I'll play him. I built him a little different. I know my deck was way different than anybody's. I didn't even have a lot of the characters other people had, like Quicksilver, Killmonger. I ain't got none of that in it. Because of what I play. Basically, I got four weapons. I got four Aethys, and I got one of each. Well, I got one, the Tempad, and I got the Darkhold. So I got 10 equipment. I think that's more than everybody else ever had, even had. But I think the most somebody had was like 8. I saw an average of 7. I don't know how many you play. I think you play about 8, Vern, or 7.
You said what?
Equipment. You play about 7 or 8. Was it 7 or 8?
I run 8, but let's just say I would make some changes if Loki was going to be playable anytime soon, which he isn't. But
yeah,
that's a whole other thing. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I ran 10 equipment, basically I got the what's his name, Iron Man. I got 3-4 drops in the one Tony Stark, and then I got the Chitauri's, just to try to make sure I hit one of them in the KO pile so that I can be able to put a weapon on. You know what? And the thing is, once we figured out this stupid weapon, all this time, it doesn't matter who has it in their KO pile. You can put it on. I'm like, I could have bended that three games before I even got to the top one. I was like, oh, my God. Because Tevin figured that out, and I was like, what? And I started reading the card. I'm like, what? I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me. Anyway, so come down. First game I played was Mitch. He had Mobius.
He figured that out because I told him. I figured that out like 2 weeks before midwinter. I read that card and was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, but you told me, you know, and you was right. You told me that it could be any card. I didn't realize it could be in any KO pile. And I was like, what? I said, are you kidding me? I had no idea. I remember you talking about the Jatari card, but I didn't know about the, you can have a Jatari in your KO pile, and I can't have one. I can, and I don't have to have one, and I can still put it on. I was like, man. So I really missed out on that. But anyway, so I played Mitch first round. He played Mobius, Stupid Gunman. Let's just say early part took my hand, literally. And so, and on top of that, I missed a location. So I was down one location while he was up. So when I was on two, he was on three. And so it just, I was down one the whole time. But somehow, man, once Loki levels, it's off to the races. And he had played his gunman early. So once he got that, Langley out the way, I'd have to lose no more cards. Once I started getting my card hand back, just fortunate a lot of my cards that went wasn't location. And so once I started putting my locations and I started building them up, I literally just started wiping his hand. And he was pulling two cards every turn. So it, and with five wounds, he leveled, but with five health, he just couldn't keep up. And then my second game, I played, I got this written down. My second game, I played Jason. Jason had Agatha. Pretty much just didn't let him level and just welded to him. You know, yeah, that was just a bad choice. Agatha was just a bad choice for anybody to want to play. That was almost as bad as Ravonna. But, you know, at least Ravonna can do a little something. Agatha can't do nothing on turn two. I mean, on her level one, nothing. So, and then she's 0-7, so she can't attack. She can't do nothing. My first Loki matchup was Diego. Pretty much got fortunate on that one, leveled first. He missed a couple of times. I got to my level three first. He got to level three, but his hand was real, like, low. And that's when we started going back and forth. But the only good thing about it is he already had like four wounds on him. I had none. So once he started putting wounds, we were just basically trading back and forth. And so I just was able to outlast wound-wise because with him having four and me having none, I hit him two more times and he was done. So at that one, actually, I just beat him, you know, kind of straight up.
I think Diego wanted to fight you, bro.
I didn't do nothing. But a man, you know, I ain't used to nobody just touching my cards like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how you remove somebody's cards from the game? Well, he was reaching over, grabbing my cards to take it. I'm like, wait, whoa, what are you doing? You know, because I didn't know what he was doing. And so, I'm about to fight it. I didn't do nothing wrong. I just said, hey, don't touch my cards, you know. But, you know, I reached out to Diego, you know.
You should watch that match on T-Buckout, bro. That's all I'm going to say. You should watch that match. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. But, I mean, I didn't do nothing to him, you know. So, that's all that matters, you know. But anyway, I played Tevin. And he probably was the hardest of it because – he actually could have beat me. We went toe for toe on this one because he actually got me down to five wounds, and he toe didn't. Toe.
What is that?
I believe you were looking for toes to toes.
He never heard that before in my life.
Say what? Well, I didn't want to say tip for tat. You know
what? It's blow for blow, man. Well, maybe you shouldn't say that even. Yeah, you're right. Toe for toe.
Blow for blow would have been appropriate.
No, toe for toe works for Ralph.
That's about as close as I can get. But he actually got me to five wounds, and he only had, at that time, I think he only had like maybe three. And with the COS up, or using the COS, so I had to hurry up and try to get them COSs off the field. So I was able to get Bucky out with a Chitauri, and I was able to get I actually got an Iron Man out to help get rid of, you know, I was able to fill my board so I could start wiping his board to get rid of them COSs. He had two COSs out on me. So I had to get rid of them COSs. And so I was able to get rid of, I was able to wipe his board, get the COSs done. And then once he did that, then I was able to start hitting him. But at that time, he brought out, what's his name? Quicksilver. And he started, kept hitting me. So he got me down to five wounds. And then it came down to him having five wounds and me having five wounds. And thank goodness he didn't read the card, because I had no idea what Sylvie does either. I don't even know what she does, to be honest with you. I know a few things, but she put counters on people and some other stuff. But I didn't know she had a power where she could have somebody, have a character strike another character. And he could have done that on me, and I would have lost. But he did something else with the blue. I think he, what did he do? Oh, he used it on the bridge. What's the card? Bifrost. He used it on Bifrost to get rid of Captain Marvel. But even when he did that, he still didn't have enough to get to my Loki. And so, and then I played, he just didn't have enough to get to my Loki. And he was out of cards. And once he come back, I just plowed through the front, and then I just beat him with his. And then the last one I played was you. Yeah, that was kind of a hard. I went in thinking, like, you know, I didn't want to work my brain because my brain was already hurting trying to play this dude. And I'm like, I don't want to work my brain here because I knew I was in top four. I knew I had no problem being in top four. So I said, if I lose, I lose, whatever. But I didn't go in trying to lose, actually, because I think I got off on the races first. I think I hit you like two or three times. And then somehow my cars just stopped coming, and then yours started coming, and you started hitting me. And then you got over on me by like one wound, I think. It was like 4-5, and then time went, and I couldn't get to you. And so basically that's how I lost to you. But that was a hard-fought one, too. It was kind of crazy.
That's not what I remember, but okay.
Well, no, you say it. What happened then? What happened?
You did start faster, but I had, if I would have been that close to you in wounds, I would have lost, bro. I was way ahead of you on wounds. You just started coming back.
Right. That's right. Yeah. Oh,
close, I would have lost.
Yeah, you had five, I had three. I mean, I had five and you had three. That's what it was. But right, I put that fourth one on.
You had more cards than I did. You got extra cards on your level two and I didn't.
Yeah.
So I got off to a fast start, but then when you start using your ability, you start drawing into more cards than I could because I didn't have as many locations because I didn't put any extra. So
right.
Unfortunately for you, time just ran out. It didn't matter because guess what? You won a big card. So
Yeah.
It was a good day.
Yeah, it was a good day. Going into the match against Mitch, basically I played him already, and he started off with the gunman, but he didn't take my hand this time. And so basically I leveled up on turn one, just started hitting him and that card, and he left him by himself on the field. So when I started attacking, I figured he must have had last one. So when I would attack, I would play that Nexus event card. And so, you know, I did that three times on him. So he took it to the face three times, you know, and then once he leveled up, it was just too late. He didn't have enough to stop.
You're doing this on purpose now, bro.
What? I said to the face. What? I didn't say to the head.
Oh, my goodness.
I said to the face. What do you want me to say?
All right, keep going, bro. Keep going.
I mean, man, I can't say nothing. I don't know.
You're right. We need to tape your mouth up.
Take it to the face. Okay, so anyway, and then top one, me and Tevin played, and basically I got to jump on him first. I leveled first. I think I hit him like three or four times before he even touched me. But then once he started coming back, He got like two maybe three wounds on me. But it was a key play where I played Jimmy Woo. I only ran one Jimmy Woo in my deck. But I played Jimmy Woo. He had no cards, and then he was pulling off the top. Well, a card that he pulled off the top, when I played Jimmy Woo, I called Quicksilver. And that's because that's the only card that could actually hurt me at this point. And when I did that, that's the card he had in his hand. He could not play it for the rest of the game. And so once he couldn't do that, it was easy for me just to start hitting him. And I flipped another blue, took that out of his hand. I think he drew another Quicksilver and still couldn't play it. So it was like, yeah, that was it. And so, yeah, but it was I had fun, man. I had a real fun time. Enjoyable day. To be able to take number one like that in a money tourney. It's nice. So but my hat's off to Sale, because I only did what he suggested. And when he suggested it, I put it in, tried it, and it worked, you know. So that's it. And but all in all, I think we had some good. Had a good day.
Yeah, man. Congrats on winning that tourney. That wasn't it. The Loki mirror matchups were not easy. So
no,
you won. That is definitely a testament to having some good strategies and a well built deck and a little good fortune, like always. But hey, man, you got the job done, which means that between Thursday and Jamar winning the first event and you winning the second side event, you know, solo side event. Yeah, we sucked in team battles, but so far we've won both of the side events. Team Apex is doing well.
Yeah, yeah.
And we had a few other guys getting the money for previously on, too. I know I did. I think, did Bam get
Bam money? Did, too.
Yeah, Bam did, too. It. So, yeah, pretty good day. So,
yeah.
That's going to be yesterday.
Dawson got money, too.
If you came in seven, didn't you, Dawson?
You're getting ahead. That's the next day. So anybody else got anything to say about Friday, or are we done?
No, Dawson. No. I think Dawson came out with money.
Yeah, I got an additional $25. I believe it was in. I don't know. Was it? It couldn't have been previously on, because I don't think I won any games in that.
No, it had to be.
It was not previously on.
No, yes, it was. He was in top eight.
And previously on?
Yeah, Dawson was number eight. Dawson was eight. Bam was seven.
Didn't Dawson play Agatha?
Yeah, but he got two wins.
Dawson, you got wins with Agatha?
I don't recall those.
I don't know what Ralph's talking about. Ralph?
No, I'm looking. Hey, wait, listen, guys. Hold on, listen. I'm looking at the actual screen that Dave took, okay? It shows me at first, Vern at second, Tevin at third, Mitch at fourth, Diego at five, Jose at six, Bam at seven, and Dawson at eight. You got two wins, Dawson. I'm looking at it on the screen.
I do not remember those two wins at all.
Because you got two, Bam got three, Jose got three, Diego got three, Mitch got three, Tevin and me and Vern got four apiece. Yep. So yeah, you came in eight, but it says score. So I'm just thinking. I thought it was maybe game. Maybe it is game. Maybe not. But you came in eighth place. Let's put it like that. So you actually got money coming too. So.
Okay, well, sound like a good day. So the next time you hear us, we'll be talking about the main tourney, the encouraging tourney. I think there's a lot of interesting things to discuss, not only in the format itself, but what we think might get banned after the tourney and some of the matches that took place, as well as the huge variety of MCs that were there. So,
yeah.
With that, everybody say bye-bye, and we can get out of here.
All right. Peace out. Ace Clicker in the house.
Deuces.
Bye. Bye.